Hey everyone, and welcome back to Let That Stuff Go, your daily dose of 5-minute releasing affirmations. I'm your host, Laura Bennett, here to help you navigate the crazy roller coaster that is life with a little bit of humor, a whole lot of heart, and some seriously empowering words. Today, we're diving into something that's super important, especially in this whirlwind world we live in. Creating healthy boundaries to prioritize self-care. Raise your hand if you feel like there aren't enough hours in the day. Yeah, me too. We're constantly bombarded with demands, expectations, and well-meaning people who want a piece of our time and energy. It can leave us feeling stretched thin, depleted, and honestly a little resentful. But here's the thing. Taking care of yourself isn't selfish, it's essential. Think of it like this. You wouldn't try to fly a plane with an empty fuel tank, right? You need that fuel to keep things running smoothly. Your self-care is your fuel that keeps you going, helps you cope with stress, and ultimately allows you to show up as your best self for everyone else. So how do we create these healthy boundaries that let us recharge without feeling guilty or overwhelmed? First, identify your non-negotiables. What are the things that truly matter to you? Is it spending time with loved ones, pursuing a hobby, getting enough sleep, or simply having quiet time to yourself? Figure out those must-haves and make them a priority. It's like packing for a trip you wouldn't forget your toothbrush, right? Treat those non-negotiables the same way essential items that deserve a spot in your schedule. Second, learn to say no gracefully. Ever felt like you were drowning in commitments and couldn't make it rain anymore? Saying yes when you really want to say no can leave you feeling drained and resentful. Remember, you have the right to decline requests that don't align with your priorities or energy levels. A simple thank you for thinking of me, but I am already fully committed right now is often enough. You don't need to over-explain or feel obligated to offer alternatives. Third, communicate your boundaries clearly and assertively. This means being upfront about your needs and expectations with the people in your life. Don't be afraid to set limits around things like time commitments, personal space, or even online interactions. When you communicate your boundaries clearly, it reduces misunderstandings and helps others respect your needs. Fourth, practice self-compassion. Remember, setting boundaries isn't about being perfect or saying no all the time. It's about finding a balance that works for you and honoring your own needs. Be kind to yourself when you slip up, it happens. Just keep practicing and remember that setting healthy boundaries is a journey, not a destination. And finally, don't be afraid to ask for support. Talking to trusted friends or family members about your struggles can be incredibly helpful. They may have valuable insights or even offer practical solutions. Remember, you don't have to go through this alone. Let me tell you a quick story. Imagine Sarah, a brilliant and talented marketing manager. She's always going above and beyond for her team, taking on extra projects and staying late to meet deadlines. But Sarah is starting to feel burnt out. She's constantly stressed, has little time for herself, and finds it hard to focus on anything else. One day, she realizes that she needs to make a change. She starts by saying no to some of the extra projects, setting clear boundaries with her team about work hours, and scheduling regular self-care activities like yoga or walks in nature. The result? Sarah feels more energized, focused, and fulfilled in her work. She's able to contribute at a higher level because she's taking care of herself both physically and mentally. So remember, friends, creating healthy boundaries is not about being selfish, it's about honoring your needs and allowing yourself the space to thrive. Remember those 5 key takeaways we talked about. Identify your non-negotiables, learn to say no gracefully, communicate your boundaries clearly, practice self-compassion, and don't be afraid to ask for support. Take action today. Choose one boundary you want to set and implement it this week. Maybe it's saying no to an extra commitment, carving out time for a relaxing activity, or simply being more mindful of how you spend your energy. Until tomorrow, remember, let go of what weighs you down, embrace the power within, and shine bright.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.